Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's our delight to greet you on the air once again as we face the issues. Looking forward to having your dialogue and discussion on the issue of the day. We're talking about perilous times are here. Perilous times are here. It is very clear in the scripture that God says in the last days, we'll find perilous times. In 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, verse 1 and following, know this also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemous, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unnatural, unnatural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away. Ladies and gentlemen, we're at that point today. Ladies and gentlemen, we're at the very point in time that God's Word spoke about in the eschatological text, in the Word of God that is the inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. And when we face the issues, ladies and gentlemen, we do so not based on denominational dogma, our political ideological bent, some philosophical rhetoric. We base our discussion on the issues each and every day with a central biblicist worldview. That simply means looking at everything that's transpiring in our nation and around the globe through the prism of the Word of God. What does God's Word say? How should we understand the signs of the times, as we could call it, with the eschatological truth of the Word of God? We understand it. We look at it. We can fathom what is taking place based on the Scripture. It's the truth book. Jesus said to his disciples in John 8:31 and 32, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. And then Jesus says in John 14:6, I am truth. Furthermore, he states in John 17:17, thy word is truth. It's the truth of the Word of God. It's the truth of what the Bible says. It's the truth that we should guide and guard and direct our footsteps accordingly. Ladies and gentlemen, truth is rejected today, repulsed today, demeaned and denied today, perhaps more than the history of our great nation. It was George Orwell, the secularist, that made the statement, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And I believe that to be on target today. I believe that that is exactly what we see happening. You see that in the Biden administration, perhaps more profoundly than in recent years and recent administrations. Now, that's not saying that either side of the aisle is not guilty of repelling, rejecting, refusing the truth, because both sides are guilty. But ladies and gentlemen, we find today with the Socialist Marxist BLM Communist Democratic Party and those that are aligned with it, with the Communist Network News, a rejection of the truth. We're finding that to be so with the Hunter Biden laptop and the fact that Joe Biden is the big man that's talked about receiving 10% of all that's brought in, all that was brought in out of the hundreds of millions of dollars through the extortion program of the Biden family cabal. And back just two, 3 years ago, all of the media said it was Russian disinformation, that there wasn't anything wrong, that Biden family had not done anything wrong, that Hunter Biden was absolutely pure and not guilty of anything wrong. And now all of a sudden there's an about face. There's a turning about. There's a major, major rationale behind that. Time won't allow us to get into that today. But there's a reason behind the media all of a sudden coming to the forefront and saying there's something wrong with Hunter Biden, with the laptop, and with his family cabal. There's a reason for that. And I believe it's simply to displace Biden and Kamala Harris and to put a proxy, unelected president in office before the election this November. That's just my opinion. Ladies and gentlemen, before I forget it, let me remind you that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. If you're out of the area code, it's 904, 904-831-0917. I say that because we have a number of people that's tuning in day by day by way of internet, and those that are tuning in and listening to the program as a result of the understanding that we're on. And so they can dial, you can dial 904-831-0917 if you're out of the area code. But I want you to join in the dialogue and discussion today. Looking forward to what you will have to say as we get further into the issue today. Perilous times are here. It is truth that we need to seek after, ladies and gentlemen. And I go back to Jim DeMint, the former U.S. Senator. He said America's decline is linked to the death of truth. One of the profound statements that he makes in this statement is, what we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even among our Christian churches. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to have a fundamental foundation. There needs to be a rudimentary foundation of what we believe and why we believe it. And that goes back to the truth book, the Bible. It goes back to what the Bible says ought to be the focus for our footsteps and our pathway each and every day. It was the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus that made this statement. Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And that's my challenge to you, our listeners, each and every day. That we should seek the truth, and it's not found on the Communist Network News. Truth is not going to be found on Big Tech, as one of my sons calls it, the fascist book. It's not going to be found in venues and areas like that. It's found in the Scripture, ladies and gentlemen. We need to seek it and listen to it, learn it, love it, and tell it, and defend it even to death. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the broadcast is sponsored today by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment, ladies and gentlemen. And Tools for Time has the knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the hurricane preparedness equipment. Tools for Time staff can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a benchmark there that identifies the campus of Tools for Time. It's about 165-foot flagpole with the U.S. flag Old Glory flowing 24/7. The base of that flagpole, you find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, wait, wait. There's some good, good news, ladies and gentlemen. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. It's a great place to work, ladies and gentlemen. Tools for Time is a family-friendly, oriented environment. Tools for Time is closed on Sundays so that you and your family can worship together in the house of God as God ordained it to be so. Ladies and gentlemen, just drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, and see what God will do in placing you in the home of Tools for Time. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right at the base of that flag and flagpole at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831 831- 831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, anyone today, and listen carefully, anyone that has eyes to see and ears to understand and a mind to recognize, we will readily see that something is horribly wrong. I don't know if you've noticed it or not. Everything is wrong. Everything. There is a problem with what we see in our entire societal warp and woof. That's the fabric of our society today. There's something wrong. Today's America has plummeted, I believe, into the abyss of morality. Ethically, we've plummeted into the abyss morally, ethically, politically, and ladies and gentlemen, spiritually also. I believe we are further away from God today as a nation than in the history of our United States of America. This, ladies and gentlemen, for the average individual continuing daily, it seems that many are never recognizing, seemingly not understanding, the very core issue that causes our nation's fundamental foundations to be destroyed. We're watching our foundations being destroyed. I've said before, and I'll say again, as you find in Psalms chapter 11, verse 3, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Ladies and gentlemen, if our foundations are destroyed, we have no freedoms, we have no hope, we have no help, we have no constitution, we have no Bill of Rights, we have no opportunity to witness and win and evangelize other nations as we have for all of these years in America today. America has forgotten God is the major problem, as I see it, ladies and gentlemen. Our entire fabric appears to have abandoned every vestige of truth and a biblical concept of living. Our schools are now focused more on transsexuals and issues of CRT and abortion than on anything that's called academics whatsoever. I'm looking at an article that says New Jersey to require second graders to learn about gender identity and climate change. It's an abuse, plain and simple, one writer says. In June of 2020, New Jersey's Board of Education approved student learning standards for comprehensive health and physical education with an 8-4 vote. The curriculum is set to go into effect September of this year. They approved that in June of 2020, ladies and gentlemen. It was scheduled to go into effect September of 2022, and that's just around the corner. The upcoming standards instruct teachers, listen to this, this is what we're talking about. This is what I'm saying today in relationship to we've plummeted to the abyss morally, ethically, and spiritually in America. We are watching the demise of a once great nation, a once great superpower, as we've been called, the United States of America. This article says the upcoming standards instruct teachers to describe gender role stereotypes and their potential impact on self and others, and differentiate between sexual orientation and gender identity. We're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, starting with the second grade in New Jersey. Well, you can't blame them much because you've got a governor there that says that he never considered the Bill of Rights when he shut everything down. He never considered the rights to the people based on the Bill of Rights, his own words. He said that was above his pay grade. It's above his intelligence grade also, ladies and gentlemen. This article further says, analyze the influences of peers. This is what the curriculum is to do. Analyze the influences of peers, family, media, social norms, and culture on the expression of gender, sexual orientation, and identity. Ladies and gentlemen, hear me again. This is for second graders and up. Second graders and up. Of talking about analyzing influence of peers, family, media, social norms. What are they doing but putting the pressure on these kids in these schools, public schools? Ladies and gentlemen, our public schools are no more than a cesspool, an incubator to brainwash and destroy the mind, will, and emotion of our sons and daughters and grandkids in these public school, governmentally controlled school systems. Sexual orientation and identity. The public school guidance states, quote, advocate for school and community policies and programs that promote dignity and respect for people of all genders, gender expressions, gender identities, and sexual orientations. Analyze current social issues affecting preconceptions of sexuality, culture, ethnicity, disability, status, and make recommendations to address these issues. The teachers are advised in their handbook. The new standards also teach children about abortion a description of what students should learn by the eighth grade in this this curriculum, describes pregnancy, testing, the signs of pregnancy, and pregnancy options, including parenting, abortion, and adoption. By the end of the second grade, the standards state that the students are expected to, quote, list medically accurate names of the body parts, including genitals. Children will also be taught about reproduction. Second grade teacher will instruct all of the children on climate change and its effect on health, its effect on individuals and plants and animals, and that climate change is going to destroy the earth unless we do something about it. Ladies and gentlemen, that's brainwashing this and the next generation. And because this has been taking place subtly, this has been taking place covertly in our schools across the nation today, we have an entire generation that's been brainwashed, and multitudes of these today are those that make up the millennial 18 to 35-year-old age group. And therefore, we find a major factor today that we find a deficit morally, ethically, and spiritually, because that generation, the 18 to 35-year-old age group called the millennials, ladies and gentlemen, were the precursors to what we're seeing today. And this is the reason we're so desensitized as to what is taking place with our kids and grandkids in the public school system. But ladies and gentlemen, there's a mindset that this is what we need to do, is focus more on transsexual, transgenders, the sexual dysphoria and the critical race theory and the abortion factor and the LGBTQ agenda, to focus on that more than we do on the academics. I'm talking about the fact today, ladies and gentlemen, that perilous times are here. The word perilous means dark, dangerous, devastating, difficult, destructive. And those days are here. Ladies and gentlemen, and as you study 2 Timothy, the third chapter, and you look at just the first five or six verses, you understand the total spectrum of what the perilous times will be doing in the last days, that presently are doing in the last days, as a result of our leaving God, our abandoning God, abandoning the Bible, abandoning anything that's called morals and ethics and values. The entire political system today, ladies and gentlemen, under the Biden administration, is now focused on forced transsexual surgeries at taxpayers' expenses, rather than protecting our national security and border control. We have an open borders and a president with an open mind. He didn't have one, but anyway, with a mindset that we can destroy the sovereignty of our nation. Ladies and gentlemen, another one of the evidences of what we're dealing with in our states and our cities, and even with the Biden administration today, with the degeneration of anything that's called morals, ethics, and values, and the absolute obliteration of anything that's called spirituality or spiritual concerns in America. We find, for example, the gay governor, that's the governor of Colorado. The governor of Colorado, Jared Polis, just signed a new bill making the unborn a right, making killing the unborn a right. Ladies and gentlemen, hear me. The governor of Colorado made the statement that we want a place in America, if the United States Supreme Court rules against Roe versus Wade, they heard the oral arguments in January and February, they would be making a decision in late summer, early fall, as to what their status and position is going to be on their position, their opinion of abortion on demand. And so the governor, a sodomite governor in the state of Colorado, made the decision that we want there to be a haven for those that want to get abortions, that they can flood Colorado. This is the article, dated April the 5th, 2022. Colorado Governor Jared Polis signed a bill into law Monday that makes abortion a right in the state. The bill passed the state's Senate on Monday, on March 23rd, by a vote of 20 to 15, and passed the state House about a week prior to that. Quote, no matter what the Supreme Court does in the future, people in Colorado would be able to choose when and if they have children, Polis said at the bill signing ceremony. We want to make sure that our state is a place where everyone can live and work and thrive. Notice now his wording. Where everyone can work and live and thrive and raise a family on their own terms. This writer says Polis failed to see the irony in his comment that Colorado be a place for everyone to live. The law House Bill 2022-1279, or the Reproductive Health Equality Act, strips every preborn human being at any point in pregnancy of his or her human rights and life. The law states that an undelivered baby does not have any independent and derivative rights under the laws of the state of Colorado. It puts Colorado's abortion laws on par, ladies and gentlemen, this writer says, with China and North Korea, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the disintegration of what's called morals and ethics and values in our nation. We're watching, ladies and gentlemen, the difficulty that we're going to be facing in the future months, days, and years, if God allows us to tarry as a nation, because of what we're doing in defying God. As I said one day last week on one of our broadcasts, it's the long war against God. It's the war against God. It's the war against God's word. As we watch these things taking place, ladies and gentlemen, we're watching a thumbing the nose at God, at the word of God, at the Bible, and what the scripture says in relationship to the fact that we're all created in the image of God. We all have a right to life and living beyond what a politician might tell us, think, or say. But, ladies and gentlemen, we're witnessing today the coming unthreaded, if you want to use that term, of anything that's called morals and ethics and values. We're going to talk about some further things, not just the morals and ethics and values. We're going to talk about some things politically. We're going to talk about some things that we see taking place on the international scene. We'll be looking at what is taking place with our economy, with our military. We'll be looking at what is taking place in relationship to the devaluation and the destruction of the U.S. currency and what that's going to do on the international market for the destruction of America. Now, why should we be concerned? Because as Christians, we should recognize, ladies and gentlemen, what is taking place. We should recognize that there is a need to realize what is happening in our nation. The scripture says in Proverbs 29, verse 2, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked bear through, the people mourn. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a nation that's in the state of mourning as a result of what we see taking place. But it's my opinion, you can challenge it, counter it, or put your two cents worth in if you like. It's my opinion, all that we're faced with in our nation, morally, ethically, theologically, doctrinally, biblically, politically, societally, economically, are as a result of failures, hear me, failures in the pulpits of America to preach and teach the truth of the Word of God. We have failed to be obedient to God's Word. Go back and look at the nation of Israel throughout the Old Testament. They would disavow God, disallow God, disbelieve God, disobey God, and each time God would have to bring them into bondage as his judgment on a nation that would say no to God. We're in that same position today, ladies and gentlemen. It's caused grave concern for every American, every Christian, every conservative should be gravely concerned with the fact, what is God going to do in relationship to his judgment on a nation that said no to God, no to the Bible, no to the Word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, this entire political system under the Biden administration today is focused on, listen carefully, focused on gender identity, focused on transgender fluidity, focused on sexual dysphoria, focused on everything to do with demoralization and the destruction of the morals in our nation, more so than on our borders and on our law enforcement and on our military success. Here's an article, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you watched the news briefing on it, where Jen Psaki made the determination that she was going to openly threaten all states, red states in particular, that's passing laws, passing bills that become law that protects a child in the states. Here's an article that says, Psaki issues threats to those protecting children from transgender nightmare, dated April the 8th, 2022. Joe Biden's White House, through his spokeswoman, Jen Psaki, is threatening everyone and anyone who opposes his, or that is Biden's, transgender promotions with the full power of the federal government through its Department of Justice, Health, and Human Services. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, as I'll read in a moment, the balance of this portion of this article, there's a threat that's been publicized now on a national level that if you're a state, if you're a governor, if you're a representative or a senator in one of the end of the states, and you decide you're going to pass bills, pass laws that's going to protect a child in the classroom or protect the life of a child against the forced transgenderism, that's the mindset of this administration, then the DOJ, Department of Justice, through Merrick Garland, that is as worthless as a $3 bill as the Department of Justice Attorney General, but yet they're going to, you'll be, you as a state will be turned over to Merrick Garland's Department of Justice to prosecute, according to Jen Psaki. According to the Tending Politics, she staked out a take-no-prisoners attitude regarding the Biden administration's demand that everyone adhere to its social sexual agenda. This article states further, across the country, as we've talked about it a bit more, Republicans, elected officials are engaging in disturbing, cynical trend of attacking vulnerable transgender kids for purely partisan political reasons, she said. She claimed that while promoting Biden's own partisan agenda, today in Alabama, instead of focusing on critical kitchen table issues like the economy, COVID, or addressing the country's mental health crisis, Republican lawmakers are currently debating legislation that, among other things, would target transgender youth and tactics that threaten to put pediatricians in prison if they provide medically necessary life-saving health care for the kids of transgender community that they serve. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a threat. That's a threat. And I say to you, we need to take that threat seriously, because we're watching the plummeting, the destruction, the undermining, the evisceration, the destruction of our fundamental foundations that was given to us by our founding fathers. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go over the question or comment, please.
Good afternoon, Dr. Youngblood. How are you today?
I'm doing great. I pray that you are.
Doing well. Thank you for asking. Thank you for taking the call. I don't understand how politics has got into what they call social and moral issues. Constitution is written very clearly to be understood by the simplest of mind. They're responsible for the borders, national defense, the postal system, and interstate commerce. Why this has become a political issue is beyond me. It's a moral issue. The second thing is I can't remember the verse, but it's in Daniel, when God is punishing a nation and appointing children as leaders over men and taking away any common sense. And
That's what we have today, Jim. We have no common sense. We have moral fluidity that has the mindset and attitude, whatever we want to do. You recall, perhaps, and I do, and I'm still under 100 years old, I recall not too many years back that when a Christian would stand and say, we need to have this, this, and this, we need to have the law that will protect this and do this, there was the mindset and the mantra out of the political leadership, especially on the Socialist, Marxist, BLM, Communist, Democratic Party, that you cannot enforce, you cannot legislate morals. But that's exactly what's being done today on every no holds barred on every hand in the Biden administration. They're legislating morals and ethics and values for our nation that's undermining and destroying our once great nation.
Well, I 100% agree with that statement, because these are, you know, morals and the golden rule is one thing, but to shove the rest of this literally garbage down the rest of the nation's throats and make them, you know, force feed it to them is not the responsibility of our government. It comes back to, I've mentioned this before to you there, the worst kind of dictator that you ever want is one that's saying he's doing it for your own good, because they will use any and all means necessary. And all they're doing is a mass, whole-scale persecution of Christ, the cross, and the Bible.
Brother, you're exactly right. You stated that so aptly, but I can say this before we have to have our news break. But one of the things we're seeing is, as a result of the government seeing that they could force churches to close under the guise of the pandemic, as a result of that, they're now flexing the muscles to force any issue morally, ethically, theologically that's against the Word of God and against the church. Jim, thank you so much for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right at the top of the hour news.
University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.